Hamid Sojai, the founder of Axisoft and the VP of product for Gitkraken, is our guest today and will gain some great insights into implementing Agile project management. This is Practical Project Management on Intrepid Now, and I'm Joe Lavelle. And I'd like to welcome our esteemed guest, Hamid. Welcome to Practical Project Management.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks so much for making the time today. Hamid, we know you're a software engineer turned SaaSpreneur. You'll have to tell us more about that. And you have a great deal of experience with Agile and project management. As we start our discussion, give us a little bit about your background.
I've basically been in software development my entire adult life. I probably started as a teenager and been just fascinated by the world of software in particular. And I've wanted to be involved since I was a kid. And I kept trying until finally it worked.
So perfect. And how does Axisoft serve your customers?
So Axisoft started out as a project management tool that was geared towards software developers with a product called OnTime. So it was Axisoft OnTime. We eventually dropped the OnTime portion because everyone just called it Axisoft. So we just made it easier for people. And Axisoft is essentially a project management tool for software development teams. And in recent years, we've branched off into another product line called Gitkraken, which is also for software development. And Gitkraken product line provides two sets of tools. One is around Git operations, which is for source control. And the other is the super lightweight project management, also geared towards software developers with Glowboards. And Glowboards are a very Kanban-centric way of keeping track of everything that you do and your team does.
Perfect. One of the things that I'm learning as I get more familiar with Agile is how important culture is. How does Axisoft specifically help manage project management culture with Agile?
Basically, culture helps determine a lot of outcomes. And I think Axisoft in general has a culture that very much values getting things done and being self-motivated to make decisions and move forward rapidly, even if that means you might make some mistakes along the way. The idea is that you learn from those mistakes, you correct them, and you make better decisions the next time around. And making bad decisions and correcting them is far superior to not making decisions or being paralyzed, trying to make the perfect decision. As a company, we've always embraced just get it done, move on, and see what happens. And if it turns out that it wasn't the greatest decision, then hopefully you can correct it. And if not, just learn from it and make better decisions next time.
Awesome. What can you tell us about your own project management needs as you built the Axisoft products from the ground up?
Axisoft started out because I needed a way to keep track of what my team was doing. When you are part of a group of people doing stuff, trying to work on a product, if it's just two or three of you, it's probably easy enough to keep track of everything on maybe whiteboards if you're in the same room or via email or a small task list, especially if the project is relatively new and you don't have to track hundreds of bugs or something like that. But as the project team size grows, oftentimes you need some sort of formal way of tracking everything that needs to get done. So I created a database-driven centralized tool where all the items that we needed to work on as a team would get assigned, and each team member would be able to go in and update their own items and what the status of them are. So it allowed for my teams to be more efficient as a result of that and for me to have better information to be able to make decisions and to see whether or not we're on time in the projects that we're working on, if we're going to be able to deliver them. So it stemmed from creating a tool for my own needs. And I put it out there for other people to use freely. And lots of people started using it and gave me all sorts of feedback. And it just grew from there. And then it became a company.
You mentioned having the courage and the wherewithal to just be willing to make mistakes. What was a mistake or two that you made and what you learned from it and how it made the process better later on?
I'm searching my brain for like big ones, I guess, because that would be a better story because I literally make mistakes every day. and there are just too many to count. But with software development in particular, there's lots of different directions that your software product can go. all the time. And if the product is successful, it's hard to say that any one thing was a definitive mistake or a great learning opportunity that helped sort of shape the next thing that you're doing. But mistakes are part of the process.
Well, the key to Agile is coming to terms with your mistakes as you go, as opposed to waiting till 13 months later at the end of a development project and seeing all your mistakes and not having the time to adjust.
Yeah, absolutely. The key to Agile, as you already touched on, is that you want to be able to do things in smaller chunks, because visibility and estimation in software especially is really, really difficult. So I can't tell you the number of times that our team, myself included, have thought a particular feature set or something we want to get done would take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And we've been wrong by a factor of two, sometimes three. Something that we thought might take a month would take 3 months. We're literally in the middle of something that we thought would take a month, taking a little bit longer than 3 months. And the good thing about tackling things that you thought would only take a month at a time and having them take 3 months, the silver lining there is that it's not accumulation of a handful of features that we thought would take a year that ends up taking us 3 years, right? So you know that information a lot sooner. You can deliver something to customers sooner so that they have something in their hands. And it's not nearly as bad to have a miscalculation where something takes longer, but those timeframes are much, much smaller than if something were to go on for a year and then you realize a year into it, when you thought you were going to be done, that you still have another 6 months worth of work to do or another year worth of work to do. So that type of monolithic giant tackling of like a massive amount of things before you deliver something is more the older way of doing development, especially in the software world, than the newer way. So with Agile, you take on smaller chunks. Even if you don't deliver it to the customer, you deliver it internally and you move on. Our Glow project is a perfect example of that, where we worked on it for nearly 8-9 months before we delivered something externally outside the company. But during those 8-9 months, we were delivering things every few weeks inside the company, where we were actually using the product and iterating through it and going through the bugs that were appearing and sort of hashing out every little bit of it to make sure that it has a great user experience before we put it out there publicly.
How does communication play into successful Agile project management? And then how does AxisSoft help teams accomplish that successful communication?
You could almost say project management is all about communication, because project management is largely the overhead necessary to get large projects done. And one of the most important factors of delivering a project successfully is knowing where things are, meaning like what the status of things are, the items that you need to get done. And communication is central to that. Tools can be super helpful in that way. Daily stand-ups are super helpful in that way, or just meetings in general. But considering that meetings are an overhead, you want to minimize meetings as much as possible, yet extract maximum amount of communication from them that is needed in order to make sure that the project is progressing smoothly. So in Agile, it has come about as a best practice to solve that problem is to have stand-up meetings, right? To have them frequently and to limit them to like roughly 15 minutes. And the reasons for that are kind of interesting, because when you're standing, you tend to be less verbose. You tend to focus on the most important aspects of what you need to communicate. And so does every other team member. And therefore, meetings go by more quickly than when you're comfortably sitting down. And doing them frequently allows you to stay on top of that communication because of how important communication is. So yeah, it's paramount. And the way that our tools facilitate that is to make sure that we give you the information that you need to communicate in the status of the items that you're tracking in the products and who's assigned to those items and what stage of the workflow they're in.
And if you're actually accomplishing what you need for each sprint and within each sprint, you've got all the data you need for those stand-up meetings.
Exactly. So our tools basically become the central database of where that information lies. And each team member uses that information to provide communication details or details about their items. And then project managers can just go directly to the database and see what's happening in a very visual way. With Kanban boards, for example, is another great tool that provides a visual way of seeing where things are at.
Hamid, how does ACCESSOFT help teams curate and evaluate customer data, which we know is another foundational value of Agile?
With ACCESSOFT, we have a feature set that's all around the help desk or supporting customers. If, for example, you have a feedback email for your customers to be able to send suggestions to, let's say, or a support email, the ACCESSOFT product can actually extract those emails and bring them into the ACCESSOFT tool set. Then users can either respond to those feedback or support inquiries, but also to escalate some of them to the development team so that they can see what they need to work on next. And providing that end-to-end cycle of closing the loop between customers and project managers and the development team is part of what the ACCESSOFT toolset does and what makes it super valuable.
How do you see project management evolving, particularly in tech?
Yeah, that's a great question. I sometimes wonder about why things seem to have gotten worse in a lot of different ways with the help of computers. When you think about the space program, went from not being able to send anything into space in 1961, 62 timeframe to landing a person on the moon in 1969 in a matter of 7-8 years. That's just mind-blowing to me in terms of like what kind of project management needed to be done. And all of that was done primarily without computers of any kind or software of any kind for project management purposes anyway. And same thing with massive projects such as bridges or buildings or the 747 or whatever you take. They did it much faster prior to the advent of the PC and computers and the internet and all of these incredible communication tools. So part of me wonders if we are doing things in the wrong way by overcomplicating things, right? Fundamentally, project management is about keeping track of a list of things that you want to get done, making sure that the team is aware of that list, and then you just start hammering out all of those items one at a time until the entire list is done, and then your project should be done. And realizing that that list is never going to be complete at the beginning of it, so being able to adapt quickly and make modifications as needed. So those foundational things, I don't think have ever changed, right? They probably haven't changed for thousands of years, right? I suspect that pyramids were built in the same way. Just what you needed to get done and getting everything checked off. They probably had to invent many systems for moving such large objects. So all of those things had to just come about as a result of the flexibility of like, you have the end goal very well defined and you know what you want to build and all the steps to get there are sort of like what you take a stab at now and adjust as you have more visibility. So fundamentally, I don't see that changing very much.
Great. Thank you for that. We've now reached the rapid fire round on practical project management. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and we ask these same questions to all our guests. What is the single best piece of project management advice you've ever come across?
The single best advice that I could give someone is that it's better to make a decision that is wrong than to make a perfect decision that takes you way too long to make.
I love it. And what is your most valuable project management resource?
From a tools perspective, I think that we create some great tools that help with both lightweight project management to very powerful and structured project management with the ACCESSOFT tool set, the lightweight one being the Glowboards with GitKraken and Glowboards. I use those personally all the time for my projects, obviously. I think that understanding that it's not about the tools and it's about the mindset is probably more important.
Great advice. Hamid, it was so great to have you on our show. Thank you for sharing your great wisdom with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much, Joe.
Well, thank you. This is Joe Lavelle on behalf of our guest, Hamid Sojai. Thanks for listening. We hope that you'll share this conversation with your colleagues, and we can't wait to share more great practical project management advice next time.